T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today is a bit of a ladies' man.
Oh.
He spent his first date with 2 women.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Work. That's impressive.
One of them is named Jamie, and she's not calling him back now. The other is a hot little side piece he likes to call Mama.
What?
Yeah, he went out on a date with his mom.
What?
And another girl.
Talking about?
I'll let him explain it. Ben, how you doing?
It wasn't as weird as it sounds, okay?
If your mom was on a first date, it's as weird as it sounds.
No. You haven't heard the whole story yet. Don't judge until you've heard the whole thing.
All right. Well, we'll get to the mom thing in just a second, because I'm also curious how your mom ended up on your first date. But first, let's talk about the girl that you want to call. Her name is Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie.
And how did you meet Jamie?
A dating app.
Okay. And what stood out about her?
Jamie. She has this, like, curly blonde hair and, like, beautiful, like, tan, like skin, like, chalk, like beautiful, milky tan.
I don't know why, Ben, but your description of her is creeping me out.
It's weird.
Why is it creeping you out?
I mean, I know tan skin, blonde hair, but the way you say it, it just sounds like you want to make, like, luggage out of her skin.
I thought he was being nice.
She's a pretty girl. I was enthralled by her beauty, but no, I'm not. I don't want to make luggage.
Okay.
Out of her skin.
All right.
Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way.
I don't know why. Just the way you described it seemed like that. So you obviously thought she was attractive, and
very much so.
How long did you guys talk on this app or whatever before you guys went out?
A couple exchanges a day for like a few days, maybe 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
But I was playing it cool, not texting back too fast, you know.
So what did you end up doing on your date?
So we met for drinks. She got a beer, which I think is cool. No, cool for a lady to get a beer.
Again, your description of things really creeped me out. I don't know why.
He hasn't even brought his mom into this situation yet, and you're already bagging on him, man.
I just picture you looking at her skin like, I could condition that like a nice leather. And then we had a drink, 2 drinks,
no,
a beer.
I'm not trying to creep anybody out. I'm just, I'm nervous. I'm telling the story.
I think you're doing just fine, Ben. Don't listen to him. You don't sound like a serial killer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So how did you go from beers to hanging out with your mom?
Okay, so we were going to get some beers, and then we were going to go see this play. All right, we're going to go see Death of a Salesman. And
okay.
Death. I got it. More death.
No, oh my gosh.
What is wrong with you, Ben?
Leave him alone.
Let him tell the story.
It's in the name of the play. I can't change the name of the play. I didn't make the play. I
okay, so you took her to see Death of a Salesman. And then what?
Well, we're hanging out in the lobby. You know, we got our tickets, but I had a third ticket to the play. I have a friend in the show. He gave me 3 tickets. So I thought it'd be fun to surprise my date with my mom.
What?
Whoa.
Is that like a real thought you had? It'd be fun to surprise your date, your first date with your mom.
Well, I know my mom always wanted to see the play. And then I also thought, what a great person to have around as a buffer. You know, so that it's not all the pressure's on me.
What universe are you living in? This is fun and a date would enjoy talking to your mom.
I get nervous on dates, and it's a really good thing for me to have another person there to steal some of the thunder. And who better than my mom, who knows me.
Right, friends, maybe?
You're
like another friend who could sell you a little bit?
I called a lot of my friends. They couldn't make it. My mom was the only one available.
I guess if anybody's going to be an advocate for you, it's probably your mom, right?
God.
She knows me, you know? And on top of that, she's a huge theater buff. And she talked for hours about Arthur Miller, and that was great because I didn't have to do anything.
So
it sounds like the girl who's not calling you back must have had a wonderful time talking about Death of a Salesman with your mom.
Well, she seemed like she was having a fun time. You know, she was laughing and enjoying the conversation. She seemed into it.
So if that moment wasn't awkward, was there any other awkward moments between you, your mom, and your date?
Well, you know, there was one thing. It wasn't awkward for me. It maybe was awkward for my date, but you know, we Ubered to the show, and I don't have a car, and so my mom gave us a ride home, but that might have been awkward.
So your mom dropped you off from your first date.
She didn't drop me off. She waited for me while I walked Jamie to the door.
So wait, did you go in for a first kiss at the door while your mom was sitting in the car?
No, I'm not that kind of guy.
Oh.
Yeah, silly.
I should have known that.
So how did you win things with her then? Did you give her a handshake, a hug?
I gave her a hug, but it was like an emotional hug. Like, I think she knew that there was something more between us.
Okay, so you let her feel your emotions through your hug.
Exactly.
Okay. So how long has it been since your date that she hasn't called you?
It's like 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks. All right. That's a good amount of time. How many times have you tried to call her?
Maybe 4 or 5. Tops 5. Tops 5.
I don't think it was the best idea to go on a first date with your mother, but we'll find out. We'll play a song, come back, call your date, and find out why she's not getting back to you, okay?
All right.
We'll get your second date update right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.